following another year of hikes and pauses to help curb record inflation. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has more on where we stand.
Rates at 5.25% to 5.5% is not great news for borrowers who are contending with higher interest rates on credit card balances, for new auto loans, and for personal loans.
This just in, the Fed has decided to leave its benchmark rate unchanged for the third straight time. It has hinted, though, more cuts are possible as early as March. Families of Americans being held hostage by Hamas met with President Biden today at the White House. Among them, Jonathan Dekelhen, whose 35-year-old son, Saeed, was abducted on October 7th.
The U.S. administration is completely committed to getting the hostages out, the 8 Americans who remain there and the other nearly 130. We have no doubt about that.
The United Nations is pushing for another ceasefire in the region to get more hostages home. President Biden was also mentioned today on Capitol Hill, where Republican members of the House were set to privately depose his son, Hunter, about his business dealings. Hunter says he's made mistakes, but claims the GOP will try to twist his words to try to impeach his father.
They've ridiculed my struggle with addiction. They've belittled my recovery. And they have tried to dehumanize me, all to embarrass and damage my father.
Here's CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Their argument is that it is standard practice in their investigation, as it was in January 6th, to do a deposition first with a witness, kind of a fact-finding exercise, a phase of discovery, and then have public testimony to follow, and that Hunter Biden shouldn't be treated any differently than the other witnesses.
In Dubai, delegates from around the world reached a historic climate deal.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London at the COP28 summit in Dubai.
Hearing no objection, it is so decided.
200 countries have reached a deal calling for them all to move away from the fossil fuels linked to climate change, though campaign groups charge more should have been pledged to help the poor and island nations most at risk from global warming.
Patti Smith is recovering now after getting hospitalized for a sudden illness in Italy. The singer-songwriter was set to perform in Bologna last night, but fans found out on Instagram that the show got canceled. It's still unclear why Smith got sick, but the 76-year-old has canceled the rest of her shows the rest of the week. This is CBS News. Love is an
E. Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Tomorrow morning, the outside lane of the West Riverview Expressway will be closed between 2nd Avenue South and Chase Street in Wisconsin Rapids. City crews will be trimming trees. They expect to reopen the right westbound lane by 3 p.m. on Thursday. Traffic will be shifted to the inside left westbound lane for the day. The Village of Vesper has applied for funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program with the Wisconsin DNR. The project will replace the raw water main from Well Road to the treatment plant, construct the water main looping on Southwest Well Road, and upgrade the water treatment plant in the Village of Vesper. The project will not result in significant adverse environmental effects, and no further environmental review or analysis is needed before proceeding with funding the project. The public is encouraged to submit comments regarding this decision and potential environmental impacts by December 27th to the DNR. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Clear skies tonight with lows around 24. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 46. Lows around 29 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this December 13th, 2023. Have your host, James, behind the mic. In part two at 3:30 today, we're going to welcome in our friends from Encourage. We have Betsy Wood, Dawn Newman, Kim Shields going to be with us. Looking forward to that. Right now, some of our favorite people, Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods, in with us today. How you guys doing?
Hey, good.
Doing great.
Happy day, everyone.
Very good day to have you guys in studio. It's always good.
Yeah.
And glad to hear things are going well. Very good. Very good to hear.
Absolutely. Well, happy Hanukkah as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
And early Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yes, absolutely.
We're talking in our pregame a little bit about Hanukkah. And I appreciate the pictures and everything. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. We got to learn how. Everyone needs to learn how to play dreidel at least once, right?
Oh, at least once. At least. It's too much fun not to learn. It's a fun game. I want to talk about some other fun stuff. What's going on over at the shop? How are things going?
Yeah. So, you know, it's the holiday season, and there's a little bit extra, I don't know if it's a pep in everyone's step or what it is, but I appreciate Judith the other day made our store look a little fancier with some decorations inside.
She's always doing that.
It looks great, and it's just fun to have a little extra cheer around and things that look different. But a few things that we wanted to mention regarding some sales, because it's the end of the year and it's a good time to highlight a few of our favorites. And one of our favorites, and we normally never do Terry
Not
Natural
December,
on sale in December, but we decided to, he's on sale, not him, sorry, he's not for sale, everyone. But the Terry products, the whole line is on sale. So whether you're looking for ashwagandha or you're looking for his quercetin products, like we kind of have A to Z or A
his
to Q, Viro-Pro, you know.
Formula for viruses and cold and flu, stuff like that. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, lots products. Of things that are on sale.
We've been a lot of people stocking up. It's been good. I was just ordering yesterday. I was like, I got to keep up with this.
Yeah, and I like to think about sometimes with the holidays, it's maybe not the coolest gift, but maybe it is the coolest gift to give the gift of health, whether it's a gift certificate or whether it's, you know, like, oh, you know, Dad, I was thinking about you and this product's really great and it's for immune system, or this one's for, you know, more brain health. It's such a
what
cool
people need
gift.
Most too.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes.
It's like you get all these other things. You get a lot of sugar this time of year.
Yeah.
But really what we could use is a little something to support our immune system and our blood sugar most likely.
That's a really good point. Yeah. You're going to get enough of the other stuff. You know, it's important to make sure you get these things in your system.
Yeah. And I also think, like, reflecting back over the last maybe 10 years, I've noticed that being healthy is becoming a trend, which is wild to me. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, learning how to, like, ferment your foods and garden and, like, go to a health food store and buy things, or kombucha and eating well, taking vitamin D is becoming every day, as well as trendy.
When you have people come in and say, like, oh, I saw this on TikTok, and TikTok's so trendy, I don't even have it. Not that I'm that trendy, but I mean, you know, like, I don't know. I don't have TikTok, but I get people coming in, people that are older than me oftentimes, and they say, oh, I saw this on TikTok. And I was like, what? And then they'll say something like castor oil, and I'm like, okay, castor oil. Yeah, that's pretty old school.
Castor oil's been around forever, and yes, it has been able to help with all of the things pre-TikTok.
And I was like, I like a lot of these too, because it brings awareness to something like castor oil, which isn't a really fancy or cool thing.
Or expensive either.
Or it's reasonable.
Yeah.
But it is really effective, like Katrina said. Yeah, like if you have sore knees, you put it on you make like a poultice, you put it on some old flannel, you put on your knee, and, you know, the next, I don't know, hour or so, your knee's feeling better.
Maybe this was the natural order of things. It was always going to go this direction, but I'm with you. I'm a little surprised that, you know, since we were kids, there's been a health craze. Going back to Suzanne Summers and everything, and people caring more about what they're ingesting. And we got a lot better about that as a society, I think, by the time we were in grade school even.
Yeah.
But now it's not just, oh, I want to eat healthier. Now it's not just, I'm looking at the back at the label of everything I pick up. But now it's also, what can I make from home? What can I build? What garden, or what can I do? We're seeing more of that. That's kind of been the evolution of this.
Right.
And I think that's a really interesting point, Katrina.
And our grandfather, our grandmothers, they had massive gardens and large families. Mm-hmm. But now we are scaling it down to what works for us, whether that's, you know, just a small garden that has your tomato plants and your herbs. So, you know, we're not growing plants right now. So we're not here to talk about that. But if you do want some garden seeds, we have a few in the back if you need some packets. Sure, why not? Get people prepared.
It's a nice sunny day. You can grow them in your window.
Yeah.
Indoors.
Mm-hmm. But I did want to highlight a few. I think the store has a lot of good stocking stuffers, I would call them, for the store. Lots of good gifts, whether it's to give a gift to thank a person with, if you're going to, like, your aunt's house for Christmas, you know, whether a thank you gift or bringing it, making things have your food taste a little more fun. So some of the things I wanted to highlight were, we've talked about them many times, but our oils and vinegars. Mm-hmm. And we love when people come in and they taste it, they experience it, because that's really fun. Mm-hmm. You can make your food taste so vibrant with, you know, like truffle oil, basil olive oil, date balsamic. We've got like a raspberry balsamic.
The forest raspberry is so good. And I think the other thing too is if folks come in and they're like, I don't know which one they'd like, you can get them a gift certificate and two empty bottles.
Yeah, that's a fun way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, maybe write a little note or whatever. And then they basically can come in with those bottles and get them filled with whatever they want. And they can sample them all. So, I mean, you can also, you know, as the gift giver, you could sample them and say like, oh, I know this person loves raspberry. Let me try it. I just want to make sure it's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know anybody that doesn't like raspberry, to be honest.
No, it's so good.
But, you know, if you have any doubt, try it first, which is something you can do with these wonderful Von Voss oils and vinegars. And then, you know, get a bottle filled up or just give them an empty bottle and, you know, say, come on in and have the fun yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
I've always enjoyed Italian seasoning on my salad or Italian dressing on my salad. Yeah. That's what my always been my go-to. I like a good salad and I like that on there. When I started trying this, I did not realize my taste buds literally thanked me. Like I got a thank you card in the mail. I'm like, who's this from? My taste buds.
Yeah,
they were so happy. And I thought for all these years, like I thought I'd been really good about this. Oh, Italian dressing. It's got a lot of pop to it.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Right.
I had no idea what I was missing. Yeah. You put the other thing I think about this really cool about those vinegars is you don't need a lot.
Mm-mm.
You know, they go such a little goes such a long way with that.
Yeah. Basil olive oil on some noodles is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Throw some tomatoes and some cheese on it. Voila. Yeah. You're welcome for your dinner recommendations.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. It is a good one,
So other like great stocking stuffers is we have such cool chocolates. They're so tasty. And then we just brought in some really fun ones. Like, I'm trying to think of the flavors. I'm sorry I didn't bring a sample of these ones.
Of all the times I wanted you to bring a sample.
I know. Well, we did bring a sample of some chocolate. We'll give you in a second.
Okay.
But some fun flavors we have is like a buttered rum chocolate. And they have such cool
design. There's like a champagne one.
There's a Sip Sip Bubbly. So I think of that as good for now or the new year. And it's got Pop Rocks in it, so it's like, I think you've tried it last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did. It did sound familiar.
It's like your mouth in 3D, I feel like. It's so fun.
That's a good way to put it. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's really unique.
And then there's one that's Holy Cannoli. So, like, cannolis, like Italian cannolis. Mm. It's got the flavor of that. And then we have some of our, like, tried and true blends, which are just like really nice, rich, dark chocolates, fair trade, really good. And I mean, I don't know anyone that doesn't want it.
Mm.
And then we did bring a sample of this is a Wisconsin-based chocolate, which we love. And it's this sweet little tiny size, and it's called Honey Acres. It's just cocoa, like chocolate, and honey in it. And we're going to give you this as a sample. But I also thought it was fun because when a person is playing dreidel, so for Hanukkah, and you're playing your dreidel game, this is called what? Gilt?
Yes.
Gilt. Yep. So you can try this. It's gold. It's gold wrapped. This is the just plain honey, but I thought it was perfect because it looks like gilt when you're playing dreidel.
And I can eat this.
You can eat that. Okay. Yeah, you can eat it now. I mean, I guess if you want to save it later, you can save it.
I kind of wanted to show my mom, but
you can just take a bite out of it.
Yeah, I'm taking a bite out of it.
Yeah, maybe save her a tiny nibble for later, but it's just honey and chocolate, and it's made in north of Milwaukee area. So simple, so tasty.
She's not getting any of this. I'm eating the whole thing.
Yeah.
I can't help myself. I'm sorry, Mom. I will get you some. No, that is really good chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate's great, but you can tell the difference of good chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
You really can. Like, it took until I was older to realize that. Mm-hmm. That is really nice chocolate. Mm-hmm. Not too strong, not too rich. Mm-hmm. Good combination.
Yeah, it's smooth. Mm-hmm. I find that some chocolates are, like, waxy. These are not.
Yeah.
They're, like, smooth and really nice. So lots of good chocolate varieties. Speaking of chocolate, we have a really fun hot chocolate mix that's got ashwagandha in it, or there's one that's got turmeric. So it's like upping your hot chocolate
blend.
Yeah,
it's like kind of a spiced, like sort of more like maybe a little bit like a Mexican hot chocolate, but
it's an Ayurvedic hot
chocolate. Yeah, it kind of goes a different direction, and you're getting like health benefits and enjoying
Yeah. And so ashwagandha is really good for adapting to different stressors in our body. Just that's a tiny little bit about what it's good for.
It does so much good for the immune system, et cetera.
But I thought that's fun. It's in this hot chocolate bun. And the packaging is really fun, too.
That sounds really good, you guys. I love hot chocolate. I would move to a cold state just so I could drink hot chocolate.
You're here. Welcome.
Right. that sounds really cool. It also sounds, I don't know if I've heard of that before from companies, like inserting those kind of things into a hot chocolate or something. Yeah. That's unique.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. It was a new one that we saw. And then we have Mary Manley makes wonderful mittens, mm-hmm. and I'm going to hand you a pair to put in your hands. Yeah, They're so nice. What I love about her mittens.
Each one is unique.
They're mm-hmm. recycled sweaters. Most of them have wool to it. They're super soft inside.
Oh, they are so soft.
And then Mary's like signature thing is that it's kind of like walking art. So it's functional, right? You're going to stay warm, but it's also going to have really fun, like artistic. Like the one I have in my hand is this beautiful red. It's got a fun button and it's got this pocket in the front. So you could put chapstick in there or a hand warmer or just enjoy it how it is.
It's a really cool design.
I love watching people come in and they see this display kind of, you know, up towards the top of the store, and it draws them in, all the color and design. And then they, you know, they'll start looking at it and they look at every single one. Because like Katrina said, they want to find the one that's like the one they like. And oftentimes you'll see them like with two or three in their hands, like, do I want this one? Do I want that? Like, you know, the hard dilemma.
Yep. Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
it's
they're
like,
so fun.
Which one is my favorite? And so, yeah, Katrina's right. Like each one's unique and you can really find your style within it.
Well, that unique part is so key to this too, because so many people, they want that. They want an item that, whether it's for themselves or something they're gifting, they want a unique item. You walk around anywhere in Family Natural Foods, you're going to find unique items like this. And this in particular, not only is it a cool and unique item and great, so soft, so well made, but you're buying local, supporting local.
Yeah, it's Mary who's here in town. And I do want to make a disclaimer about this. She will be picking up these mittens, I believe, next week, Wednesday. So we won't have them until Christmas. We'll have them just before. So if you want a pair of these mittens, I would come in by this weekend and pick them up.
Oh, there's more selection, too.
There's more selection.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. Like, if they all look the same, you can just wait until the last day. But I'd say come in early.
Mm-hmm. It's such a great stocking stuffer, too. You've never heard anybody say, oh, I've got enough mittens. I've got enough gloves. Like, you lose one glove. You're going to need another one or something. It's nice to, even if they don't need a pair, it's nice to have a backup.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I want to highlight another great stocking stuffer is our essential oils. We have two different brands. The Now Foods one is on sale this whole month of December. Mm-hmm. So a great time to stock up, whether you're making, you know, like homemade gifts, like bath bombs, or you're making like a salt or something, you're putting essential oils in, or you just need to stock up for the season and you know people have a diffuser and they want to use it. They're so good and it's a great price point. I'm not going to give you the Peaceful Sleep one, even though I love this one. It's so good because I don't want you to fall asleep.
It's a good idea.
But this is Nature's Shield. You can smell that. It's got a lot of cinnamon in it and it's really good for immune health and putting around the room just to kind of...
I kind of like it this time of year. It's sort of warm.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was just thinking, Stephen. Yeah. That's perfect for this time of year. Any time of year, probably good, but really this time of year especially.
So that one's a really fun one, and it's a good time to get it with the sale happening right now.
You know, that's another one of those products that's such a perfect stocking stuffer, because even if people, you go to this person's house and they got 50 essential oils, they're going to need more.
Yeah.
They go through those things and stuff, that's a great idea.
I like to highlight, we get Zum soap. So the name alone is fun. Mm-hmm. The look of it, kind of like Mary's mittens, like their art piece within soap. Mm-hmm. We all need to wash our hands. We all need to use soap. Yeah. Their soaps are so nice. They're goat's milk soap, so they're really soft and they're really nice for your skin. And there's all sorts of different fun smells, whether it's like cedar or coffee or
frankincense. And myrrh is a popular one right now.
Patchouli. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different fun smells, and they look cool, and those are another great stocking stuffer. So another wonderful one to think about. And then I just want to make a mention, but we'll probably talk about it more for our next segment when we're going to be here before New Year's. But we have lots of good meats and like shrimps and different
gluten-free items.
Gluten-free items,
you know, different dietary restriction thing, dairy-free. So if you're wanting to put together a nice Christmas feast or New Year's feast, maybe mm-hmm. if you need, have some tricky dietary things you're mm-hmm. working with mm-hmm. family members, you know, in town or coming out from town.
We're discovering more and more of those things. Mm-hmm. That, hey, you know, every time I have pizza, I feel sick afterwards. Yeah. Oh, it turns out I'm lactose intolerant. Like, yeah. There's so many of us in our society that haven't been tested for these things or don't know these things, and we've just kind of always put up with them because they don't kill us, basically. Yeah. And now we're learning more and more, so those... Having a store like your guys' in town is so key, mm-hmm. especially for rural families, for families that may not live right next door to Madison or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just a good thing to think of the gift of health and all sorts of fun things. And gift certificates are a great way to go to. But
doing a lot of those right now.
So come in. When you come in, you'll see a great display of lots of fun products. And ask us if you have questions about what should I get, what do you think? And then we really want everyone to join us tonight because we have a presentation tonight. Mm-hmm. And we're super excited about it. It's going to be at 5:15 today. And it's a mushroom presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to be great. We've got Jerome coming in. He grows mushrooms. It's like basically his business, just mm-hmm. growing mushrooms. He's formerly a university professor, so he's always very interesting to talk to, like basically about anything. Mm-hmm. But mushrooms in particular is something that I just always get captivated talking to him about. And so he's going to be there tonight talking about mushrooms. I'm going to fill in some little details on mushrooms, too. We're kind of doing it as a tag team thing. But it's always fun when we bring in a guest lecturer. And in this case, it's somebody that's local. He's mm-hmm. from, he lives in Stevens Point. We sell his mushrooms at our store. You know, if you want to cook some mushrooms tonight for dinner, you can come to the talk, mm-hmm. learn all about them, take them home, and have a nice feast of
medicinal health benefits of all these, and know more about mushrooms, how they grow, and
we're hoping to do something too. We'll see how the timing is with it, but he wants to do like a sign up so you can get like a kit to grow mushrooms mm-hmm. yourself.
Your
home kit. And so you could also give this as a gift if you had somebody who, you know, likes doing things themselves, mm-hmm. DIY people, and they like mushrooms. You know, you could wrap it up in a little box because it's like, it's not growing the mushrooms yet, but as soon as you kind of open the package and water it, you know, you get it started, mm-hmm. then you'll have mushrooms in a, you know, a few days' time. So we're hoping to get some of those from them too. So you know, come tonight and you can learn more about that and sign up if you're looking for a mushroom mm-hmm. growing kit. You can learn about all the health benefits. Mm-hmm. There's so many. Mushrooms are fascinating.
They're so neat.
I would start talking about it, but then like I went nowhere to stop. And
people
don't have enough time for that.
Yeah,
come to the talk tonight.
You really need
sure.
to come to the talk because it's going to be, you can't fit it all in what we have left, 10 minutes. So
so much of the important and interesting work going on right now, especially in the world of science, is with fungi mm-hmm. and learning more and more about mm-hmm. that. A couple of years back, I saw a special on Netflix, Fantastic Fungi,
mm-hmm. oh, fun.
And blew my mind, mm-hmm. man. Just incredible, like how much communication goes on with the...
The soil, the communication they have, and they feed like the trees nutrients. Like it's a whole system, which is fascinating.
Yeah. And I think it may seem like we're saying this metaphorically, like, oh yeah, trees talk to each other, man. Like, no, mm-hmm. they really are actually communicating with it. Like they're having full blown conversations and everything. Like,
and the mycelium of the mushrooms are really the communicator for that.
Yeah, they're like the facilitator,
the
phone lines.
Yes.
They're AT&T.
Mm-hmm. We just got through a time in our life where we are also in a situation of we've got a new disease and we don't know how to combat it. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't happen in our society mm-hmm. very often.
Thankfully.
The work being done on this is really integral to that, to you know, coming up with new cures for these things. And those amazing virus hunters around the world that are really fighting for us, for our humanity, doing these things. All of this stuff comes back to mushrooms and the interesting conversation you could take in tonight. That is a really cool idea.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people interested. I think mm-hmm. it's going to be a good turnout tonight, and we're really looking forward to it. So,
5:15 tonight, come and learn about mushrooms.
Come on in. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And this is a free event. Everybody.
Yeah. Yep.
Free event. We'll have mm-hmm. we'll also have some sales on some mushroom products mm-hmm. too. So, a good opportunity if you like purchasing these things or you're just interested in the topic. Either way, come in for it. I think we'll be. We might have some free things we can pass around or some demonstration stuff too. Last talk we had, and if we have any if we have enough of these, I might give these out too. We had some little coupons for $10 off Reishi tea, which is wonderful tea, a tea company out of Wisconsin. So if we have enough of them, we might hand some of those out. That's what we did last time at the talk.
It's essentially like a free tea box.
Yeah, it's basically a free $10 box of tea, which is great, especially this time of year.
Is this something we want people to RSVP for or anything? Or?
No, they don't need to RSVP. They can just show up. Okay. Yeah,
well, we got a lot of chairs. We'll just keep putting them out.
Right on. Very cool.
If you're going to bring your whole extended family, maybe give us a call.
Yeah.
Might be nice to know.
Again, that wonderful presentation, 5:15 tonight over at Family Natural Foods. Give you the address before we wrap up. Guys, I wanted to ask about saffron, and not just so I could say the word saffron on the air, because it's a fun word to say.
Yep. It is, for sure. Yeah, so saffron's a really cool herb and also culinary spice that many countries use as a regular thing. But its strength, its power is in brain health and stress, relaxing.
Yeah. It's used for like increasing positive mood. And it seems like one of the safest, you know, probably most beneficial things you could use for people that maybe have seasonal, depression or, you know, kind of any kind of sadness this time of year, especially as it gets darker. It seems like we all have that a little bit now and then. Mm-hmm. But saffron's been one of the favorite things I've found because it's a lot of the, you know, pharmaceutical medicines that we know about for depression, for example, they have the longest list of side effects, and you have to be very careful about getting on and off them, all this kind of stuff. And they certainly play an important role for some people with severe depression. But there's places, you know, like in Europe or around the world where they'll prescribe these natural herbal formulas, with clinically studied herbs, which is the case of this product we have in front of us here, for mild to moderate cases of depression, anxiety, stuff like that. And it works really great with, you know, basically no list of side effects.
We've had teens taking it and they've had really good success with it. It's just a cool product. So it's a Terry product, which we love Terry, which also means it's on sale. And it's also has a little bit of the curcumin, turmeric in it, which is great for brain inflammation and lots of other health benefits.
There's a lot of recent research that says that depression is coming from inflammation in the brain.
Right.
And not a lot of things can cross the blood-brain barrier as far as, you know, helping affect or benefit inflammation, but curcumin can. This one's been researched.
Well, and with the rise of us paying more attention to our mental health, there's certainly a lot more people caring about that and trying to, you know, assist our brains, if you will, and help out with that chemical imbalance sometimes or those things. And where it used to be not even just 10, 15 years ago, if that was the case, you go to a psychotherapist or something and has to be prescribed on something and you're getting a prescribed pill or something like that with about a billion side effects.
Yep.
I know this because that was my high school years being spent trying these different things and finding something that sort of worked. But then, I got to wait 2 weeks to see if it actually impacts me. And then there's the side effects, blah, 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 and all this. The side effects from this is... There you go. That's it, everybody.
Yeah, I can give you some nice side benefits.
Right.
This also helps stop stress eating. So if you find that maybe you gain weight because you're always eating related to stress eating, here's a side benefit that this one has. Another group that actually has gotten a lot of great results with this is people with ADD, ADHD. So it helps kind of focus the brain a little bit. There's somebody that works at our store who's had, you know, ADD, ADHD, and she's like, this is like her go-to. She said it works so good. And I just figure, like, you know, especially if you're one of those people that has a couple of these overlapping things, here you go, one bottle, 20% off. You know, for the rest of the month here, really phenomenal. Saffron's a great product.
I literally will be over there to pick that up. Like everything you were saying, I'm realizing as we're talking, like, wait a minute, that's a check, that's a check. Okay, yeah, actually, I might be able to be making use of that.
Money back guarantee. So, you know, what else can you say with that?
Yeah.
Well, with the side effect thing I was mentioning there, that's the plus with this. We can't guarantee that every one of these things is going to work for everybody out there, but we can guarantee it. You don't want those side effect kind of things. You try it. Doesn't work. Well, not only was it 20% off if you get it right now, but it, you know, harm no foul. I mean, you just keep moving and trying something else maybe or something. But if it works, whew, that is a game changer right
Absolutely.
There.
Yeah.
And you deserve to be happy. You deserve to feel good in these things. Guys, thank you so much for the time. I want to remind everybody again about the presentation tonight. What time is it?
5:15 at Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Ave, Wisconsin Rapids.
Stop on by. Say hi to the gang for us. Always appreciate talking with you guys.
Yeah,
if we don't see you, happy holidays to you and yours. Enjoy yourselves. We'll talk next year.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Stevens Point snowplows have been named. The winners were announced today for the 14 plows. Students in Stevens Point submitted one name per classroom, supervised by school faculty. Winning names include Cleopatra from Mrs. Dean's 6th grade class at Jefferson School, Storm Scooper from Mrs. Doolittle's 5th grade class at Washington School, and Mike Wiplowski from Mrs. Aaron's 6th grade class at Madison School. The project was supported with generous help from Bushman Signs and Festival Foods. Winning classes all received an ice cream party. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters announced the eagerly awaited Hot Stove event taking place on January 20th from 6 to 10. The exclusive sneak peek into the 2024 baseball season will be held at the Hotel Mead and Conference Center's ballroom. 2024 package ticket holders get in for free if you RSVP by January 12th. Find out more about tickets at northwoodsleague.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Clear skies tonight with lows around 24. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 46. Lows around 29 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 13th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. We are joined today by our great friends from Encourage. We have Kim Shields with us. Kim, good to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. We also want to say good morning to Dawn Newman.
Glad to be here today.
Thanks, Dawn. Dawn, did I say right, Newman?
Yes,
I did.
Correct.
Okay. Pam, write that down. I got a last name right. I always get Betsy's right because it's Wood. It's easy. Betsy.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here, Betsy. Appreciate the time. And all three of you, we really do appreciate not only you guys being here, but what you do for our community. Thank you very much for this. We appreciate that. Betsy, if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of start right with you in the Community Foundation's 30th anniversary.
Yes, thank you. Well, Encourage is celebrating 30 years this
Big
year.
Big 30.
And really, we are Southwood County area's community foundation. So we're here for everybody. And I just wanted to take time to thank everybody that's been part of this 30 years, mm-hmm. from the initial board to our current board, mm-hmm. to staff members, to all of the leadership teams, mm-hmm. Volunteers, mm-hmm. and all of our donors and people that have participated in making good things happen for this area. Mm-hmm. So thank you to everybody. It's exciting to be at this 30-year mark.
It's impressive. I have to admit, I did not realize it's been 30 years. And it feels like it, it feels when like one of those things, like when you know how this works, where you got a friend or somebody that you, feels like we've known each other forever, but you just met. Mm-hmm. It's a little like that, it feels like, with Encourage, because while it is 30 strong years, and boy, we could spend hours talking about all the impact Encourage has made over those 30 years, but so much of the time that we share with Encourage on the air here is focused on another organization or another company or something. I love the idea that we can take a chance to really unpack things that Encourage a little bit. So much of the things that we enjoy about this area or that we are benefited by from this area, Encourage has a hand in. So it's kind of nice to be able to do that. And I think when we say that the word Encourage, even, I think just what you gave us right there, Betsy, not everybody thinks about all the time, oh yeah, board members or oh, volunteers. Like we think of Encourage, we don't always think about all these layers to it. Mm-hmm. It's nice to take a moment to be able to appreciate that.
Yes, it really does.
How and why did Encourage begin, Betsy?
Well, actually, Encourage started with a dream. Virginia Brazzo was really
had a philanthropic spirit, mm-hmm. and she loved the community, mm-hmm. and she wanted to create an opportunity mm-hmm. for anybody in the community to see philanthropy happen, mm-hmm. and she saw that there was a gap. So she represented the core of philanthropy, mm-hmm. and by seeing that need, she took a step to make that dream come true. Mm-hmm. And she created and initiated that dream by creating, at that time, Southwood County Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. And it's a place where anybody can have a dream mm-hmm. or participate in making good things happen for our community. So when she was looking at creating Encourage Community Foundation, obviously she was a woman, she was coming up with opposition, but there were people that rallied around her and saw her dream and wanted to take it forward. And so officially we became the Community Foundation of Southwood County in November 15th of 1993. But we started actually opening our doors mm-hmm. as of March 1993. So that's the 30 years.
Okay.
We kind of passed the official date, mm-hmm. but it really opened and we started going through the steps of being a community foundation mm-hmm. in 1994. The initial board of directors started with Virginia, mm-hmm. John Barsanti, mm-hmm. and William Reiser. Did I say that name right?
Yes,
Reiser.
Nice job.
So when you look at who we were back then mm-hmm. And who we are today, really goes back to the core of Virginia's vision. Mm-hmm. She wanted a place where all could participate.
Yeah.
She wanted a place that would really meet the changing needs of our community. Mm-hmm. And that's what we still focus on today.
Yeah.
And that's why we bring on other organizations, because we feel it's important for the people of this community to know how they can participate in making good things happen for our community.
I don't want to put any one of you on the spot or anything, but do we know how many board members Encourage has now? How many currently are on the board?
Currently, we have four cool. board members, and we're currently looking for more. So
okay, going from the three to the more, I think that is an interesting yes. arc for the Encourage as well.
Yeah, and it's gone up and down through the years. Yeah. But yes, we're at four right now.
You know, when you join us, Kim, whether it's bringing somebody in or not, one of the things you and I love to make sure we touch on in every interview is, hey, if you have a thought, if you have an idea, bring it to Encourage. You just never know. You think, well, I don't know how much people would really love kayaks in this area, but I think that'd be kind of our area would benefit from kayaks. Bring it to Encourage. See what happens. And all of a sudden, we got kayaks in the summer and stuff. Like, these kind of things can happen. That idea is how Encourage started. Right. Like, that's pretty darn cool. That's pretty unique to see that full circleness of it. I love that. I love the symmetry in life. And it's there for you, just waiting for you to see so many times. And there we have somewhere. She had this idea that I think that, while now it's very easy for us to say, well, this is a really good idea, I'm sure there were some naysayers. I'm sure there were some people that probably didn't think that maybe this was a necessity thing or necessary. And here we are, 30 years later, just from one person having one idea in town. That could be you. That could be something you think of. Bring these ideas to Encourage. That's a beautiful thing. That's really cool to tell us, Betsy. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Really interesting. Dawn, I got to put you on the spot now. Dawn, what makes Encourage unique from other nonprofits?
Thank you for that question. Yeah, so Encourage is a community foundation, and the concept behind a community foundation is that it is by and for the community. And it focuses generally on an area. Marshfield has a community foundation. Mm-hmm. Stevens Point has a community foundation. Ours focuses on this area, but we also collaborate and work more regionally as well. One of the things that differentiates it from a private foundation is where you have someone who has, either with themselves or their family, a decent amount of philanthropic assets, and they decide to make a foundation, and then they give away those assets. But they don't generally collect contributions from the public. Mm-hmm. A community foundation really survives on the public contributing widely, mm-hmm. pooling those dollars, investing those dollars sometimes for long-term endowments that help to support over the long-term, or sometimes for pass-through funds for projects that are happening currently. But it makes philanthropy accessible to all, because whether you have a dollar or millions of dollars, you can all participate. So that's the thing. And we do in the past and currently do some programs. We do Speak Your Peace. We've done trainings in the past. We've had community picnics in the past. And that can be similar to other nonprofits who actually supply programs. But the part that's unique for us is also collecting those contributions that can be pooled and then held for the long term, and then doled out over time to mm-hmm. make sure that other nonprofits and programs have long-term support.
My Nana growing up, she was a really, really loved Mother Teresa. And she used to say that everybody's got a little mother in them. They got a little Mother Teresa in them. Everybody does. And you say something there that really speaks to that, I think. Everybody has an opportunity to be a philanthropist through this. Not everybody has the money Bill and Melinda Gates have, maybe, or something like that. But everybody wants to do that. Almost everybody out there that's listening to this wants to give back to their community or wants, especially this time of year. Encourage gives you that opportunity to do that, to have that feeling. That's really powerful for people too, that ability to know that you're not only doing something for your community, but you can be a part, you can be just as big of an integral part of it as anybody else. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we don't have a lot, or you know, those things, we don't think we can do that kind of stuff. Right. That's really important note, and it's neat to think of too at the same time. That's very interesting. Do we have other examples of this, Betsy?
Well, I was just going to say 95% of the assets that we have are actually designated for specific purposes. So if somebody comes to us and wants to start an idea that they have, mm-hmm. so a couple of organizations that we did help, one example is the Dove's Nest, which mm-hmm. is a wonderful, wonderful respite retreat for those that are facing serious medical challenges, and that was a dream that came to us by the Dove family to fulfill Alex's dream.
Yeah.
And Encourage was there from the beginning to help them through all the logistical mm-hmm. things that are needed to set up. And initially it was a fund at Encourage to help mm-hmm. them get through this process. Since then they've gotten their wings, so to speak, and they are their own nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful opportunity, and we're so blessed that we were able to help them through that process. Another example is the Lacey Fund, a smile from Lacey.
Yeah.
And there's actually two funds at Encourage, and this was a similar situation where Lacey did have a serious medical condition, mm-hmm. and her conversation with her mom resulted in a fund to help those that are seeking or having medical expenses mm-hmm. and are going through that same type of mm-hmm. situation that she went through. So that fund is set up specifically to help those in need. There's also a scholarship fund that was set up in her memory. Mm. So there's so many different things that people can do if they have an idea or if they want to help others in need. And there's funds that we have that are set up already that if you don't want to set up your own fund, you can donate to a fund to help support that idea. Another idea is the Dick Trickle Memorial.
Right.
Yeah. We really walked through that whole process mm-hmm. with that committee and initially had a fund that helped them through the fundraising and the creation of the Dick Trickle Memorial. Mm-hmm. And now they have an endowed fund to help sustain that memorial well into the future. So those are the types of funds that are designated, and 95% of the funds that we do have are for specific purposes. And when we work with people with those ideas, mm-hmm. we do set up a legal contract that we need to fulfill to continue to administer those wishes well into the future.
Interesting.
And then that leaves 5% unrestricted that Encourage can use for helping us keep the lights on, but also helping to meet those changing needs that Virginia really wanted us to be part of. And as needs arise, we're able to help those needs and help fulfill those situations as they come up.
Perfect examples. Thank you, Betsy, for that. It gives us a wide gamut of different examples and different varieties and layers to them and everything. But one of the consistent themes of that is Encourage helping said organization. Now said organization is on its own feet. It's running itself. I think that's an integral part of what Encourage does. It's not just feeding somebody. It's not just giving somebody a fish. It's helping them learn how to fish. That's an integral part of what you guys do there, which I think is so beautiful about this, too. It's one thing to, hey, we're going to give you a hand, and then we're gone. No, we're going to give you a hand, and we're going to make sure to help you so this keeps going, and you don't need us anymore. You can do this on your own. It's one of the most beautiful things we can do in life. Any of us that are parents understand that. The second you help your kid learn to ride a bike and they're riding on their own, it is as great as it feels that they're riding their own. You know, you still have an attachment to that and everything. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. And I imagine that there's a piece of your heart in each one of these organizations as well.
Oh, definitely.
That's cool.
And we're grateful to be able to be here for the community to help each person with the ideas and the aspirations they have. It's an honor. It really is.
So, James, when you were talking about, it remains with you as part of your heart. So there's a couple of programs, too, that we've supported and helped them to move into another organization, you know. So like the Workforce Central Project, a lot of people are aware in the community of that. That was, you know, a decade-long project where we had received some national funding from the National Fund for Workforce Solutions. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible. Through that, we were able to help connect employees, businesses, schools, you know, what help identify what the needs were, what our future workers going to need, looking ahead at the silver tsunami to fill those gaps. It was just such an incredible program that had grant funding support. Mm-hmm. And you know, the program, you know, got legs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what other organization in the community now has the capacity to lead that? Mm-hmm. And we were able to work with Mid-State Technical College, and now the program is over there. So that's a great example of of a program where the others, you know, might be the memorial, you see the project, you see the beautiful Dove's Nest and how they're impacting people. But this is a program, and then, you know, that is now integrated into Mid-State Technical College, and they're continuing to work with those schools, businesses, and the employee workforce efforts.
You don't always get to see the physical impacts of these things or the physical manifestations of them, but they are felt. They are still felt, and they are still making a ripple effect in our community. Mm-hmm. That's a really good one to bring up, Kim. Thank you for that. I wanted to also touch on, as we are touching on these topics that are so vital and so important, there's also understanding that there are so many causes out there and so many different things that pull on our heartstrings, that call on our attention. All the more reason as these things come up to go to Encourage, bring them to Encourage. We've always got room. We got more room over there. Our hearts are big. We can fill a lot in them. And I also wanted to make sure to mention, too, that Encourage, I mentioned before the kayaking, having kayaks to rent and that. There's so many programs like that that Encourage has been an integral part, too. There are that side of this, too, whether it's fun things or just things that we're looking to bring into the community. We think, hey, this would work really well here. There's no bad ideas. You know, we can't promise that everything's going to make, you know, go through with. I've been trying to get Kim to give me an opportunity with the Simpsons one-man show. I'm telling you, I think the community would really like it. We'll see. One of these days, maybe I'll be able to pull this off. But there are no
still
bad
ideas. Still being imagined.
Yes. It's just on you to bring it to Encourage. That's the first step. Go to Encourage, reach out to Encourage. And Kim, how can people participate and do that? How can they make good on the things happening in our community?
So the first thing is to just give us a call and have a conversation. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we're able to help connect individuals. You know, maybe their idea is already happening in the community, or we're aware of others that have a similar interest. And so connecting people is really a big part of what we do. For instance, Big Brothers Big Sisters was entering our community. You know, they've been here about a year, and I was so grateful to be able to connect with them and have a conversation. And through our conversations, you know, identify some service groups and clubs that they could reach out to for potential, identifying some potential mentors. And that was really important and a good launching. I don't want to pat myself on the back, but that's something that we helped them do to launch into our community.
I'll pat you on the back. I'll do it for you. Yeah.
I have a hard time doing that
myself.
Yes,
you do.
So
yes, you do. I'll make sure to do it for you. Yeah.
So, like, you know, prior to us, our radio program today, you were talking with the Hittners. Mm-hmm. And years ago, they had an idea with several other people in the community. There were some farmers, so natural foods, farm to table. Mm-hmm. There were some local musicians, and they were talking, you know, we'd like to celebrate our local foods. What can we do? Hey, we have a parking lot that has availability. You know, these people were donating their time. They wanted to be able to highlight different local foods, so, you know, have some food available, talk about it, just try to make those connections with individuals with similar interests. And they had a monthly segment. It was Meet Me at the Market. And that was something that was supported through a What If grant. You know, what if, how could we do this? And they brought all these people together, and they had a monthly open community celebration meeting time to talk about local resources and just celebrate our community. So that was, you know, that's kind of a good example of guests that were just on prior to us. The kayaks, while we didn't support kayaks directly, the kayak launch, we had helped provide a grant to help fund that. There were the outdoor fitness park that's across from the hospital along the river. You know, when Dr. Eggy had passed away, the family and so many community members wanted to honor him, and just thinking, what could we do? Well, you know, we don't have an outdoor fitness park. How can we make this happen? And we were one of several people that helped pay, or organizations that helped provide some financial support. But a lot of times it's helping to make that connection.
You have this idea, and it may seem like, well, I don't know if other people would like it, or I don't know if other people have thought of this or anything. And then you find out through Encourage or these connections, oh, I'm not alone on this, and I can work with so-and-so on this project. So you're bringing even more of a local feel to it and more local power to it, to these things. Betsy, I also want to remind people that, you know, maybe you don't have an idea. Maybe it's not a thought or a passion that pulls you to one thing or another, but there are opportunities to still make an impact with Encourage through donations and matching donations and things like this.
Yes, and thank you for that segue, because we had a wonderful anonymous donor come to us and wanted to help us encourage, raise monies for our operations and for things that we do and for community needs as they arise. And so it's that 5% that we are raising the money for. And this donor graciously offered a $30,000 match for us to honor our 30 years. And it is going from now until 3:30.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, very well done. Very well done.
And we're so grateful to this donor, and really donations of any size will be matched one-to-one through 3:30.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. That's really cool.
It is.
God, we got a great community.
So excited to be able to announce that.
Love this community. We got such a good community. That's really cool to hear. We're speaking with our friends from Encourage right now. And Kim, I wanted to give you a chance to touch on a couple of announcements that we have.
Yes. Great. Thank you so much. So at Encourage, as Betsy said, our founder was Virginia Brazo. Her birthday would have been tomorrow, December 14th. That is always a really, really important day for us at the Community Foundation. We like to honor her, remember her, make sure that people know about her and how her dream started in Courage. And along with, you know, doing that, when Virginia initially helped establish the Community Foundation, it came with a long-term philanthropic gift. So every year on her birthday, we establish a 100-year fund.
Wow.
And so money is put into a 100-year fund that cannot be distributed until 100 years has passed.
Wow, is that
so
cool.
So we are just so honored. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But please join us in thinking about and remembering Virginia and this incredible gift that she gave to our community.
That got me. That really got me. Oh, that is beautiful. Oh, that is really good. Yeah. You can't make the guy talking speechless, you guys. Oh, that's really good. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So we're really, really honored to be able to share that news for tomorrow. So please think of her. And then on Friday, local students, mm-hmm. our online scholarship application opens. The schools have all been notified. We've had it on our social. Take a look at that. Our application is open this year from December 15th to January 25th. So just about 6 weeks. We're really excited. And mm-hmm. in talking to the guidance counselors, they have kids raring to go as well. So
good.
We're super
good.
Excited and, you know, start those applications on Friday if you can.
Yeah, make sure to, and to anybody out there, spread the word about that as mm-hmm. well. If you happen to know a local high school student or something like that, maybe your kids aren't in school, but spread the word about this.
Absolutely. We have some for continuing college students as well.
It's a great program.
Yeah. Good time to do it over your winter break, mm-hmm. which will be coming
yes.
up.
Yes. So. Yeah, I know. That's when my mom made me do it. That's what, that's all my winter break was.
Happy holidays, Rich.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. As we wrap up here with our last couple of minutes, did anybody have anything else? Betsy, did you have anything? Or yes, Dawn, did you?
Yeah, one thing that I think we haven't touched on yet that is an important part of how things can be done through Encourage is sometimes people want to be honored for the contributions they make or noted in the community. Sometimes people want to do it very quietly behind the scenes. Yeah, yeah. And through Encourage, any philanthropy you do can be done on an anonymous basis. And so sometimes people love to help and mm-hmm. just kind of stay in the background. Yeah. And we're able to do that for them as well and mm-hmm. actually do that quite often.
Yes.
It's a really good note. Thank you for that, Dawn. Appreciate that. And thank you all. Thank you so much for everything, not only you're doing and the impact you make, but just hanging out with us and being great community members. We appreciate you all so very much.
Thank you.
We if people want to find out more, Kim, if they want to be a part of things with Encourage, they have ideas, how can they reach out to you all?
Give us a call at 715-423-3863, or you can send us an email at hello@encouragecf.org.
I love that email address. I love that email. It's great. Thank you all very much again.
And thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays
Merry
to you
Christmas,
and yours.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
And we thank you all.
And happy holidays to all of you and yours. And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers. How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. No. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh my gosh.
I
don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the,
Northern Minnesota. Yeah, I mean, come on. Where
every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.